USDA released its August supply and demand report for U.S. cotton last week. While USDA did increase its estimate of 2016 U.S. production and carryover, it also reported higher world consumption and lower world carryover. The August report left U.S. 2016-2017 mill use and exports unchanged from the previous month at 3.6 million bales and 11.5 million bales, respectively. With beginning stocks of 3.9 million bales, this would result in U.S. ending stocks of 4.7 million bales on July 31, 2017, and a stocks-to-use ratio of 31%. Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to further explain the numbers.
For the 2015-16 marketing year, USDA estimates U.S. production to be 12.9 million bales. Exports were unchanged from the previous month at 9.2 million bales, while mill use was lowered 50,000 bales to 3.5 million. The estimated total offtake now stands at 12.7 million bales, generating ending stocks of 3.9 million and a stocks-to-use ratio of about 31%.
And when it comes to global production and mill use?
World production for the 16-17 marketing year is projected to be 101.6 million bales, 970,000 bales lower than the July report. Production estimates were reduced for China, India, Mexico, and Argentina. World mill use was lowered 340,000 bales to 111.4 million. With beginning stocks at 99.2 million, this would result in world ending stocks of 89.6 million bales on July 31, 2017. And a stocks-to-use ratio of about 81%.
Campeachy closes with the 2015-2016 marketing year numbers.
World production was lowered 990,000 bales from the previous month to 96.9 million bales. Mill use was estimated at 110 million, 10,000 bales less than the previous month. World ending stocks are estimated to be 99.2 million with a stocks-to-use ratio of 90%.